just how much of an influence have your parents been?
It's been massive, really. Obviously, my father's no longer with us, but I was immensely proud of him, and he was such a great man. So I hope some of his humanity's rubbed off on me. He was a humanitarian, and so I think I do have a little bit of that. And my mum's obviously still with us, and she's in her 80s, and hopefully she'll be with us for a lot longer.
Of course. What sort of music do you remember listening to when you were young? What sort of stuff was playing on the radio that you thought, ooh, I like that?
I used to love Earth, Wind and Fire and James Taylor, and Stevie Wonder was, you know, my big hero, and Diana Ross. You just played Diana Ross, didn't you? And all those. I remember seeing Stevie Wonder at Wembley Stadium, and he said, oh, I've got a surprise guest tonight. And out walked Diana Ross, and the whole place went completely nuts. So I was into that kind of music, as well as I listened to the jazz. I used to listen to Sarah Vaughan, and I loved Frank Sinatra and Billie Holiday and Miles Davis, John Coltrane. And so I had a very mixed, it was a whole mixing pot of music, really.
I suppose we mustn't just pigeonhole you as being a jazz singer, though. You're so much more than that, aren't you?
Well, I guess because I grew up at a time, you know, I listened to the charts when I was growing up. And as I said before, there were, you know, Earth, Wind and Fire were in the charts. Stevie Wonder was in the charts. James Taylor was in the charts, you know, all this stuff. So I guess I grew up with a whole lot of different influence. So some of the music I choose to sing is influenced not just by jazz, but I guess I'm a crossover artist.
And you've carved out a decent acting career as well, let's be honest.
Yeah, I went to the Guildhall and I left in 1983, I think it was, and I got my equity card at Theatre Clwyd. It was in the days when it was a closed shop and you had to have a card to work. I can remember earning £90 a week and thinking, my goodness, I'm the luckiest lady in the world, because I was doing something I loved and getting paid for it. You know that first job when you're young? And it was wonderful. And then about 12, 15 years of solid acting. Worked for the Royal Shakespeare Company in the National Theatre, toured India with John Dexter's company. I've done so much acting. I did musicals and everything. So
what's been the best bit so far?
Probably Into the Woods was fun. You know, I played Cinderella in Into the Woods in the West End with Imelda Staunton, actually, playing the lead, and Julia McKenzie. Nicholas Parsons was in it. I mean, that was good fun. And the great thing about Sondheim is there's a wonderful marriage between the music and the acting. So they're great parts, you know, they're good parts for and lots of good parts for women in Sondheim musicals, which is great. You know, they're not just the love interest.
Tell us about the trio. Tell us what we can look forward to, Jackie.
Well, I'm doing a mixture of standards and some crossover songs, as I said before, and some classic songs, like we'll do The Windmills of Your Mind.
And I love that.
Yeah, we do a sort of flamenco version of it. Well, am I sort of giving all the secrets away now?
No, it's just whetting your appetite. Are you doing any Earth, Wind and Fire as well?
No, oh God, I don't think I could. I'm not sure that I could pull that one off on my Todd with piano, bass and drums.
Sorry, I was only kidding.
But
so flamenco, a flamenco version of Windmills of Your Mind.
We might do a Stevie Wonder song. We'll be doing Someday We'll All Be Free, which is Donny Hathaway, isn't it? Sang that.
In fact, love it.
I went to see Layla Hathaway at Ronnie Scott's a couple of nights ago. His daughter, and she's a beautiful singer. And it was quite interesting, you know, seeing someone who's the daughter of someone so famous as Donny Hathaway, and what immense sort of gravitas she had and strength. And she's very, very talented. So that was lovely. It was a joyful night.
So what's the future for you, Jackie? Are you back in the recording studio?
Yeah, planning my next album, which I think my husband, Charlie Wood, who's a great musician, is going to produce for me. And I'll be working with Rob Barron, who's a fine pianist, and we've got some arrangements together. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. All the songs for this next album are songs I've come across through serendipity, just accidentally. Like, I might be in the car listening to the radio and a song strikes me, you know, you might just hear something on TV, or they've all just sort of fallen into my lap, which I think is quite a nice way of doing it. So it's taking its time. I'm waiting for the next one to fall into my lap.